welcome to episode 60 of the Tyre and Rubber Recycling Podcast. This episode is slightly different. It comes to you from Las Vegas, where David Wilson interviews Denise Kennedy, a well-known and respected California-based tire recycling and retreading consultant.
Hello and welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here today at the TIA OTR Tire Conference. And we're here to talk to Denise Kennedy, whose company DK Enterprises is a leading and well-established consultancy in the tire recycling sector, offering sustainable solutions for the tire industry. Hi, Denise, and welcome to the Tire Recycling Podcast.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
You're very welcome. So, as some of our viewers will know, your business is based in California. So perhaps you could begin by giving us, our viewers, an overview of how tires are recycled in California and managed in the context of the gradual move towards tire stewardship in the USA.
Sure. I've been very fortunate to work in California, moved to California in 94, and have been very much a part of the tire recycling venues before that and since that time. CalRecycle, which is also called the Department of Resources, Recycling, and Recovery, also called CalRecycle, is the one that actually manages solid waste at waste and is moving that toward a circular economy. That's kind of their goal and objectives. And what I've been able to do that's helped develop the industry is work on many of their contracts. They also do offer grants. They have rubber asphalt grants. They have tire derived aggregate grants. They have tire derived product grants and rubber pavement grants. And those are ways that they look toward sustainability as well. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, your contract with CalRecycle focuses, I believe, largely on, you know, developing your uses for your value-added tire-derived products, right? So, so what can you tell me about any current projects that are ongoing in that area?
Currently, right now, I will say there's one that we just ended. One that I'm on right now is to develop or to work on annual tire market report. We do that every year. So we're going to be presenting 2022 and 2023 in June. And that's the current one right now. I've had 12 contracts. 8 of them have been toward the businesses and market reports. But the ones that are important that have helped with developing products has been the feedstock conversion technical assistance grants or contracts that I've had. And that goal or objective was to get people to use tire rubber and products that would replace like a plastics or virgin material or some other sort. So we would take a product and develop fluids. I was actually assigned to work on products since 2007. So that's just one that focused later. And then I also have the retread contract, which to me is really important. I just got to throw that in. In that case, I would like to share with that one. I actually brought David Stevens in, who's the director of TRIB.
Yeah.
And he helped me, and we did 7 workshops. And I will give you the link to that as well, where we had Bridgestone Bandag involved, Michelin involved, Goodyear, Cotton Hill, Oliver's. I think I'm missing one. But we had 7 of them. And then Midland Tire did OTR tires. And off-road tires, which is the conference we're at, and McCoy's did industrial tires. So to me, it's always about working with companies to develop new products. I have clients all over the United States that I work on, from roofing to flooring to molded rubber products, sports, rubber asphalt.
Right. Yeah. So what do you see as a key challenges in developing new products from new tire-derived product?
And because I've worked with so many companies, owners up now, and working toward that, a lot of times it's, I'm going to start off, it can be the money can be the issue. It takes a lot of time, a lot of investment of time and money to develop another product. Some might say it doesn't take that much, but in the end, it's your time and your involvement. And there's a lot of testing done, coordinated well over 4,000 tests over 21 companies. And they don't all know, very few of them know what they need to do to get to the next level. So that's an issue. Also, research.
Yeah.
Environmental is becoming the big issue now. The regulations, logging might be required on some products, but there's more and more issues coming out.
Okay, so we're here today at the OTR tire conference, so it would be remiss of me not to ask you a question about the recycling of OTR tires. So what would you say are the key developments taking place in that area at the moment, and what would you say the main challenges in implementing them?
Well, first of all, it's nice to hear there's more effort coming out now or more discussions about sustainability. I don't think off-road tires are on the radar of a lot of the states, and I believe we should be. I have brought that up before, even in California. I do think it's an issue. But now there's more. So one of the areas, and one of our presenters from yesterday on the panel talked about devulcanization. The compound, the rubber compound in an off-road tire can actually work quite well in a devulcanization process.
I'm trying
to promote one over another, but it does work. And then subsequent uses like conveyor belts, it can go back into OTR rubber, which they are doing in some cases. And so to me, that's one of the things we see happening. The mining tires, which have been piled or stored, and more and more efforts going into now, what do we do with those? Those are perfect examples of material that could be used without as much cost to the people that have those tires. But there's a disposal cost.
Yeah.
And then we have new robotics.
Yeah.
Another company, maybe we'll share later if we can, Inland Tire, is doing their second robotic now on TR tires. So.
Okay, excellent. So let's change the subject a little, if we may. We had a discussion yesterday about retreading, or the role of retreading in the circular economy. So what are your views on how retreading can best fit into the circular economy, and how is that going in California?
We have 37 retreaders in California. We do have one company that's coming in and kind of taking over a little bit, buying a lot of them, but we have a very big commitment. Even when I talked about the workshops we did, eight of those retreaders actually were part of every one of those workshops besides the major tire manufacturer. So that was great. But retreading to me is the highest use of a tire. I think it's critical that we support retreading. I've always been in it for 20 some odd years with Trip, and I think it's important. And then I would like to say, you know, there's a new association being formed that I want to really recommend that we do include in that the retreaders, the off-road tire leaders, the association leaders, because the new tire manufacturers still, it's their tires, their treads, you know, also that we're using on the retread process. So I think that's what you're going to ask me that question probably next on the new associations. Cool.
Hi there. It's now time for a quick word from one of our sponsors, Eagle International. Eagle International is a leading designer and manufacturer of tire shears, balers, sidewall cutters, debeaders, and derimmers. However, their focus is on downsizing tires to make recycling and reusing much easier. Eagle International builds equipment that can process anything as small as 20-inch ATV tires through to 59, 80, and R63 OTR tires. Eagle International builds the only portable downsizing OTR system on the market today for those looking to eliminate stockpiles of OTR tires. This system consists of three machines, the OTR Debeader, the Punch Cutter 2, and the Titan 2. Each machine is designed to be road legal and can be hauled off from one OTR storage site to the next. First, the Eagle OTR Debeader pulls the bead from the OTR tires. This process provides high quality scrap steel for recycling and helps save wear and tear on shredding equipment. Second, the tire is cut in half down the center of the tread with the punch cutter 2. Finally, the Titan 2 OTR tire shear cuts the half tires into smaller segments that are more readily acceptable for downstream processing. Once the tire has been halved and segmented, you can reduce the size of an OTR tire by approximately 70%. This means you can save money by hauling more scrap rubber in each load that leaves the site. Eagle International Tire Recycling Equipment is here to help you reduce size, reduce waste, and reduce impact. Find out more by visiting eagleequipment.com. Now, it's time to get back to the podcast.
We're talking about the tire recycling foundation, which was announced. The launch of it was announced yesterday at this conference. Well, I know it's early days, but how would you like to see this, you know, this new association develop? What would you like to see as it starts to develop a strategy?
I think it's exciting to sit and hear that the new tire manufacturers want to be more involved with us now in the tire and tire recycling industry. I think it's huge. And every time I talk to a manufacturer that now knows it might be coming, they get excited because what we need is we're trying to solve a problem as an industry of recycling the tires kind of without the support necessarily. In some ways we do with conferences, but now it looks like we're going to have suppliers and technical people and a lot more people involved. And now we just have to make sure everybody is involved that plays part in this role in this association. And that's real important.
That's the next step. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think it could be good. But people are asking, where's the money going? You know, where's the money going to go? How's it going to work? And I don't have those answers yet. So I think it's being formed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's something that will surely develop in the coming months. You know, there are precedents for it. And there's the Azure network in Germany, which is a sort of fairly similar, association, if you like, which has been going for a couple of years. And it'd be interesting to see how this new association in the US develops, if it develops along the same lines as they've managed in Germany. So it'd be interesting to see.
Well, we need help on legislative issues because as these environmental topics come up, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, the 6 PPD from the fish, the salmon, these issues hit, and then we don't have a backup plan necessarily.
Right.
There has been a small group of a few individuals working on that. I'm on many committees as well But we need more support. I'm hoping with this new effort and more input from the tire recycling industry and the retreaders and the OTR people and the mining tire people, that then we really, it could be phenomenal.
Let's hope so, yeah. Okay, well, Denise, thank you very much for your time today. Really appreciate it. And I hope to see you again back on one of our podcasts very soon.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you.
There we have it, the interview between David Wilson and Denise Kennedy, direct from the OTR conference in Las Vegas. Denise touched on a number of points, the way recycling is funded and operated in California, her wide experience in the recycling and retreading sector, and of course, on OTR recycling and retreading. We also heard about the development of the Tire Recycling Foundation and Denise's hopes for that in the future. The Tire Recycling Foundation has been established by the TIA and the USTMA in America. And before you go, if you want to keep up to date with the news and views from the tire and rubber recycling sector, you can follow us on WhatsApp, Facebook, LinkedIn, and X. And of course, you can subscribe to the magazine and that gives you access to all the latest news and views as they happen. Thank you.